Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This call is from
Channing Lacey,
an inmate at a federal prison.
Are they still bringing new women into the prison now?
There are 13 people upstairs on the top floor in our unit.
Who came recently?
Yeah, they came when we were all sick. Every other prison got it way before we did. I don't know, their planning for it was fucking, didn't really go so good. Somebody told me today that this is the second worst prison when it comes to the COVID. This happened, I want to say, like maybe a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. They brought a bus in. And they put him in the basement. Out of 27, were sick with the COVID.
You said they put them next to you and some people were above them. Does that share the same ventilation or how do you think it spread?
We do share the same ventilation because, like, I can hear them talking in my vent, but it's like recycled or some shit.
When did you find out that you got it?
I just started feeling weird. Like, my chest kind of felt like a little bit itchy, but I didn't get that sick. I got a headache and I got like really weak. I was trying to work out and I couldn't really work out, so that's how I knew something was wrong. So I told them, I said, okay, I think I might need to be tested. My name is Channing Ray Lacey, and I'm in FCI Waseca. It's a federal correctional institution in Waseca, Minnesota.
What was it like at the start of the pandemic?
I don't think any of us took it really serious. None of it hit home. We saw it on the news, but we're like, okay, maybe it's not that bad.
How did they handle it in those first cases?
The prison handled it very good in the beginning. They locked us down right away. They took our visiting right away. It's kind of just like waiting. So they have an outside door where they would lead inmates to, like if we were sick, they would lead us out to medical. So we didn't come in contact with other inmates. When they brought the bus in, a guard happened to walk one of the inmates straight through our walkway. When the bus came and we knew they were putting him in our unit, everybody got real upset. Then we found out two of them were sick and everybody just started freaking out. They started calling their families. They started calling their lawyers. People in my range started getting like sinus problems. A couple of them, you could just hear that they were sick. They had a cough. They were stuffed up. They had a headache. And they came up to me and they're like, we think we're sick. I knew I was going to get it because just living in the close quarters, one of my bunkies had it. A couple days later, we were all sick. Like 15 of us had it. So they cleared out the basement and then they started putting the sick people in the basement. So right now I'm in the basement. I've been down here for 10 days now, but there's a couple girls that have been down here for like 18. They've been giving girls like steroids. You know, can't breathe. They've been doing nebulized treatment. There is one point when one girl, she was shitting and throwing up, you know, at the same time. A couple girls couldn't breathe. One girl, she kept having asthma attacks. You know, a lot of the girls lost, like, their smell and their taste. I'm pissed about it. I mean, we all are. I think they think because a lot of us have it and we can't get reinfected for 90 days. But they closed down half of our units. like, we're still piled on top of each other. There's four people and three people to a room, and they're supposed to be bringing another bus next week. None of it makes sense to me. Hello?
Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Keegan.
How are you doing?
Okay, so all but eight people in my unit got it. One of the girls went to the hospital. She was on a ventilator. She was in a fentanyl paralytic-induced coma for a week. She had like a 1% chance of living. She pulled out of it. She's back here now. She can barely talk. She can barely breathe. She should probably be in the hospital. And, like, I've noticed, like, a lot of the girls are getting sicker. I have a friend downstairs. Her hair's starting to fall out. She's, you know, getting chest pain. There's another one who seems like she's regressing. You know, and then there's the one that went to the hospital. They're kind of just throwing an inhaler at them and giving them a steroid shot. Some of these people, they got them on three different types of inhalers, and they still can't breathe. I know some of the girls that are really sick, they're putting in sick calls and they're not responding to their sick calls. And it's taking guards, or it's taking us having to really fight with them to get their attention and say, hey, this chick cannot breathe. You guys brought this shit into this prison and then you're just gonna ignore it pretty much. A lot of the girls are calling their attorneys. There's this place they're trying to write, UCLA or whatever, someplace that suits prisons. The warden and the captain was saying that they came through twice a day, you know, to talk to us. I didn't see them one time. I mean, I get it. They don't want to take this shit home to their family, but at the same time, we have families out there. There's another lady. She's my bunkie. She only has a year, and she's 69 years old. You got somebody who has a year, and you bring her to a prison that's disinfested, and she's 69 years old? Like, that's so fucked up to me. She's Vietnamese. She doesn't speak very good English. And I'm trying to explain to her, because she kept asking me. She's like, well, you know, there's no COVID here. And I said, no, we all had the COVID.
I pulled up the BOP has a page, like a dashboard on the internet, where it shows active cases. It says that Waseca has the second most active infections behind a prison in Texas. It says 219 active cases and 211 recovered.
That's almost 75% of our prison.
But you're saying the recovered aren't recovered.
Some of these girls in here that they consider recovered are not recovered. It's like they are sick. You know what I mean? They can't breathe. Their voice is gone. They're winded. I mean, some of these girls, I look at them and I'm telling you, they look like death. Like, it's scary to me. I'm starting to kind of feel a little bit shitty again. I'm getting a headache. Kind of the exact same way I felt before.
Keegan Hamilton, the host of Painkiller, reported this story. Channing was actually in a couple episodes of Painkiller. We followed up with the Federal Bureau of Prisons and the warden of Channing's prison in Waseca. A BOP spokesperson didn't respond to our questions about the busloads of sick prisoners that Channing said showed up at her prison. But they did say that sick prisoners are housed in a separate area from the people who are healthy, and that area has its own ventilation system. The BOP spokesperson said that they're doing everything possible to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 at their facilities, but that they can't refuse to take in new prisoners. But we also spoke to a staff member at Channing's prison who said that what Channing said lined up with what they'd seen. He said that the whole outbreak could have been prevented. He told us that bringing in busloads of sick prisoners was a mistake by the people in charge. The term he used was screw up.
It's real crazy in here, but I'm trying just to stay positive, you know what I mean? Like, I'm doing yoga, I'm meditating, I'm trying to help girls, like, just through it, you know? Because it sucks, it's scary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.